Observe, imagine, savor, and above all, tune in and listen. Direct from Grippo, an exclusive experience that crosses borders of space and time and reawakens the emotions. This is the podcast La Voce di Biondi Santi. Episode 1. Equilibrium. Man. Nature. Time. Listen with care.
Welcome to La Voce di Biondi Santi. My name is Giampiero Bertolini. I have the privilege to lead Biondi Santi, and I'm going to guide you on a journey that reduces any distance between us, thanks to the power of voice and listening. We actually often use the term listening when we talk about our wines. It's part of the ritual of uncorking, pouring, waiting for a wine to open up, so that we can tune it into how it has evolved. Well, this project allows us to throw open the doors to Grippo and grant people the opportunity to live the experience as we release our wine year after year. We are creating an even more intimate and personal connection with collectors, enthusiasts, consumers, and friends. La Voce di Biondi Santi is an invitation to listen, to hearken to our senses, to share in our journey at the estate, both that of the past and the one we write afresh each day together. Together, we go straight to the heart of listening with a novel that was written exclusively for us and which comes to us as an audio tale traveling around the globe. Each year, our audio tale will be inspired by a theme, and the theme for 2022 is Equilibrium. I'm talking about the balance between man, nature, and time. It is a concept that has always been guided us in the production of our wines. It is essential for obtaining the longevity that have made our wines famous around the world. But not only. Biondi Santi's journey has always been guided by the balance that binds our tradition to project for the future. Managing the balance at Grippo is a mission that goes beyond my role, because here, balance is connected in everything we do. As wine growers, we have a direct and daily contact with nature. It is our responsibility to maintain balance and respect the soil through our actions, to the greatest extent possible. Even the main character of the novel set at Grippo gains an understanding of this theme, as I hope you, our listener, will too. In fact, this is a novel to listen to in order to find the right serenity, that patience useful for enjoying the good things in life and inserting oneself without forcing into the magical dialogue between nature and time. Because, as Franco Biondi Santi used to say, Dr. Franco, nature is capable of creating great things, you just have to wait. To give life to the protagonist of the novel Bunches of Notes is Elena Dall'Orso, a writer with an ironic, funny pen, but also profound and full of sentiment. While writing her story, Elena Dall'Orso came and spent time with us here at Biondi Santi Estate. Surrounded by vineyards, historic monuments, gently rolling hills and old farmhouses, she found inspiration. A woman travels from the city to the Tuscan countryside to experience something new. She discovers a previously unknown inner harmony through both music and wine, because harmony and balance can be found even in wine. And now, it is my pleasure to hand the microphone over to the author so she can speak about the narrative balance in her story and tell us what stayed with her from Grippo once she returned to her desk and the blank sheet of paper and how the character came to life.
The novel was born first of all from the nature of this place, and obviously from my love for Sangiovese, which finds its highest expression in Brunello. I put these passions together, mixed them with the one I have for singing, not Gregorian chant, thanks God for those who could listen to me, and invented a story that would pay homage to the territory and its most excellent product. And that would also make you laugh a little, because I consider lightness, to paraphrase Italo Calvino, an intelligent and smiling look at even the most serious issues. For many years I have written reportage from all around the world in search of stories to tell. Well, in this case, everything was already in front of me. A beautiful area, an incredible product, and the history of a family. All I had to do was to let someone discover it, someone who was there in search of an experience, which she thought it was a limited one, but that she found immersive, involving all the senses and allowing no tricks. The authenticity of what my character discovers is also one of Biondi-Sandi's core values. It is said that writers always tell a bit of the same story in the end, which is their own. Amanda is like me because in moving away from the frenzy of Milan, she discovers a completely different rhythm in Montalcino, a rhythm that respects nature's and man's time that goes along with it, making it easy to concentrate on the things that really matter. These transformations happen in a few days for the protagonist, but it's something that all the other characters already have in mind, because to them who live in Montalcino, it is already very clear what is important. At Greppo, I felt the presence of years and years of work, commitment and search for excellence at all levels, from those who select the grapes during the harvest to those who seal the corks of the reserve bottles with a pot of wax, to those who carry on the name and cultural heritage of a family that is not like all the others, because they have the honor and the burden of having invented Brunello. I saw beauty, I tasted beauty, beauty and harmony. And in the end, to return to the novel, I gave form to all these sensations and a story of passion, harmony and rebirth was born, in which every element, even the most apparently discordant, found its place in a perfect balance.
To honor the novel, we have asked two very special voices to bring it to life. Reading the English version is US actor Thomas Arana. Starred in films such as Gladiator and Pearl Harbor, Thomas is very fond of to the beautiful things of Italy, such as good wine and good food, as we have seen each time he has come to visit. For the Italian version of the story, we have chosen an equally exceptional voice, that of Neri Marco Re, an actor who's passionate about literature, as well as musician, film director and radio host. A man of many talents, in recent years, Neri has become one of Italy's most popular and sought-after voices. But that's not all. We also asked two kindred spirits of Biondi-Sandi to deepen their point of view on balance. These two women are incredibly similar to the protagonist of the novel written by Elena. And the amazing thing is that we realized as we went on. While Elena was writing, we set out on the trail of Beatrice and Susan, one international conductor of orchestra and the other master of wine. In the end, they all found themselves in our project, thanks to a game of balance reached almost by magic. Their experience between music and wine is told in a series of podcasts that complete the listening project, which also include a talk about the new Biondi-Sandi vintages presented in 2022 that I will tell you about together with Federico Radi, our head winemaker, the man who talks with the vineyard. And so, let's begin. Make yourself comfortable, turn the page, put on your headphone, and take a stroll with us down the cypress-lined dirt road that leads to Greppo, where both our history and our story began. Buon ascolto.
La Voce di Biondi-Sandi is a project by Ithaca Comunicazione. Year 2022. Narrators Giampiero Bertolini and Elena Dall'Orso. Production Emmons Audiolibri in collaboration with Matteo Scandolin.